Atlanta was a one-man gang who never ran from anyone or sold cocaine. OGs in the city all knew his name. So here's a little story about the gang that he claimed. The hottest nigga I know, he from Okie Dog Crib. When he get up out the pen, better hope he don't trip. Teriyaki up pastrami, he was always in some beef. A legend to this day, they talk about him in the streets. It's not a real hood, it's something that he made up to piss gangbangers off, cause he never gave a fuck. He wore white pro wings with pink and green strings and dare anybody on the shore to say a thing. Seen him knock a lot of dudes out with one swing. By his side, he always kept the baddest bitch you ever seen. Made his first million by the age of 17, running credit card scams, never touched a triple beam. He was the king, everybody tried to trip on him. They would get confused when he Okie Dog Crip on him. Most of the time, they would just start laughing, but they all got knocked out quick just for asking. Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog Crip, and y'all don't want none. Yeah. Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog Crip, and y'all don't want none. The hardest nigga I know, he from Okie Dog Crip. Once knocked a nigga out, and he broke his own fist like this. In LA, you get hit up every day. The homie had to come up with something different to say. He like, no matter what I say, they gon' always wanna fight. I'd rather get into it over something that I like. And the one thing I love in this world above all is the teriyaki burger that they make at Okie Dog. All he needed was a cause that he could get behind. He was always down to squab, cause he won every time. Ever since we was little, he could fight very well. Seen him whoop a grown man and we was only 12. Kept to himself unless they bothered him first. But like I was saying at the top of this verse, he busted up his hand on a bitch nigga's head, all because he walked up to my homeboy and said, where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog Crip, and y'all don't want none. Yeah. Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog Crip, and y'all don't want none. The hardest nigga I know, he from Okie Dog Crip. He pulled out a chopper, told me focusing on this. This can make a man brave. This can make a man a slave. And once you pull it out, ain't too many standing in your way. Trigger in your hand. You gotta understand a lot of men use arms cause they ain't got hands. The shooter is respected much less than the gladiator. If you kill a nigga, then his homies gon' get at you later. You square up, win some, lose some. Might even say the day like John Witherspoon's son. Homies almost out after 8 to 10 years. But I'ma say something that he might hate to hear. Look, now that I'm a grown man, 30-something years, and I'm out here trying to throw hands, it's green light for me to blast a motherfucker. So you better think twice before you ask a motherfucker.
Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog Crip, and y'all don't want none. Yeah. Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? What? Where you from, homie? Where you from? Okie Dog Crip, and y'all don't want none.